expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Jefferson, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Or at least, bushy-tailed. Morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Doing well. And that's Michael Smith of Tehama County. He and Patty have been Patriots.
Since day one.
They're just awesome.
Before day one.
Hey, Michael, buddy, if you're out there listening, write us another song, pal. That's,
yep.
That's a great song. That is just a great song.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming, buddy.
All right, we're ready to jump into some good stuff here regarding Jefferson and all the sovereign citizens of California and abroad. Here with Terry Raposa, I'm Lynn Carpenter, and Ashley is going to keep Terry out of trouble.
I will do my best, I guarantee.
We love Ashley. She's the best.
She's the best.
She is. She is absolutely the best.
Okay, we have a couple things we want to get off the list real quick. First of all, we have our Monday night meetings at a church that remains nameless down at 2570 Bonneview Road here in Reading. If you're in the Reading area on Monday nights, come there at 5:30 and do the Jefferson part, and then 6 o'clock we roll over into our Patriot meeting.
And we will be having, tomorrow night, we'll be hopefully discussing what the Supreme Court says about our court case tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get into that a little later in the program. Also, we'll be having a video, a short clip of James O'Keefe, who's been still after the IRS, and the IRS, a lot of the people that went after the conservative mm-hmm. groups are still working for the IRS. Very interesting clip.
That's amazing. They're still working in the swamp.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And then we'll be discussing the propositions, and I want to get back to that once Wynn's done with his announcements over here, because I want to talk a little bit about the propositions and the elections and stuff.
Yeah, there's more swamp-dwelling issues.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and then we're come October 6th, we're going to be having, that'll be next Saturday, it's going to be the Harvest Fest down in the Anderson River Park, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Music, food and drinks, and all kinds of good stuff. Games for the kids, awesome games for the kids. It's a very good, fun, family-oriented event. And last year was awesome. We did, you know, we had great troops put together and volunteer and put all kinds of stuff together out there and got things going. Come out there. It's a free event. Nope, you don't pay for parking. You don't pay for admission. You just come and check it out and just wander through. Bring your lawn chairs. You can sit and listen to the music and or just sit and watch the kids or just sit and have discussions with people,
yeah,
whatever
we'll
you
want
to do.
We'll be having face painting for the kids. We'll
there
be having laser tag. We've got a
yep.
scavenger hunt. All kinds of fun stuff. I think it's pumpkin carving, too, for the kids.
Okay. Or painting.
Both.
Both, okay.
From what I understand.
Okay.
There'll be lots of vendors there, really neat vendors.
Yeah.
Lots of them. There will also be a lot of food. There'll be libation. We'll have beer and wine. We'll have, it's really going to be a lot of fun. And again, it's a free event.
Yep.
Yeah. Bring your chair.
Enjoy
the afternoon. I'm sure that we'll have cornhole out there. Probably have cornhole tournaments. But it's going to be a wonderful day. The weather's cooling down a little bit, which is really nice.
Yep.
October the 6th from 12 to 8.
12 to 8.
Anderson River Park.
Right, and along those lines, too, we have tickets for sale if you want to buy tickets for a Glock of your choice of caliber. So they're $5 per ticket or 5 tickets for $20. We're going to be selling those out there, and you can, if you know anybody involved in Jefferson, they may be carrying tickets, ask them. You can buy the tickets and get your name in on the drawing there for the Glock of your choice, the specific size. We also have other tickets available. One of our supporters bought out a bunch of tickets for a bingo event that's going to be happening in Anderson. It's the 10th annual Bingo Bash, And it's a money fundraiser for lung cancer. And so they're trying to make this all work for them, raise money for the lung cancer research and so forth. And it's going to be held at the Veterans Hall down in Anderson. And it's going to be at November 3rd. So it'll be a little over a month, but I just want to put it out there. It's going to be at November 3rd, and it starts at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 1 o'clock, and games begin at 2 p.m. The tickets are $20 a piece, and that includes 12 bingo games, and there's a $100 jackpot per game. So you might come check it out and have fun. And I understand it's a good event, so we want to support that as well.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that this gentleman who donated all these tickets, donated it, and all the money goes to the court case.
That's right.
The cancer group has already been paid. They
yep.
already have their money. So
all the tickets we sell
yeah.
comes back to Jefferson.
To the court case.
To the court case.
Believe me, folks, we do need you to start sending. We need those donations, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you can send. And when you want to give them the information on where they send
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are several ways to participate in the funding of Jefferson. And what we're looking at over the court case anyway is the PayPal and GoFundMe accounts. We have those online, and you can see those on our website, soj51.org. It'll tell you exactly where to go and what to do on those. And the link is even hot on the website. You just click on it, and it'll take you right there. And then you can also mail cash money orders or checks, whichever you prefer, to the P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073. And we're, like Terry said, we're starting to get down towards the bottom of the barrel there with our funding, and we want to make sure that we don't bottom out before we even get to the Supreme Court. We do know that we're going to be going that direction, so we need the help. And for all the sovereign citizens within the territory of Jefferson, we should easily have enough money to do that, but we don't yet. So it would just be wonderful for everybody to step up and help out. And again, it's P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro 96073.
Okay, so with that, what we'd like to do is take a few minutes here. And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss a few things. And then what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to call in if you'd like. The number here is 605-4567, 605-4567. But I want to discuss a few things, starting with what it is that we're doing tomorrow night. One is we hopefully will be hearing from the Supreme Court tomorrow whether or not the Supreme Court granted us a writ of mandamus. If they write that writ of mandamus, and they force the judge, Judge Mueller, to do the right thing, that, by the way, she did in early August 2017.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us a three-judge court, and then she denied us a three-judge court a few days later.
She rescinded it.
She certainly did. Mm-hmm. And the hard thing about that is it had never been done before.
Yeah, that was the first time in history
yeah.
across the whole United States that it had ever happened.
Now, why is that? That's something we want to talk about. Why is that?
Hmm.
Let's look at this a little bit. We all know who Judge Kavanaugh is. I'm sure most of us were riveted to the TV, or riveted to the radio, listening to what was going on in the proceedings. And we can talk about that a little bit later, but I want to talk about a little bit of a connection here and something that that's sort of come to light. We have, listened to, and Congress has reached out to us via a couple of congressmen. They've reached out to the state of Jefferson. They've reached out to CFR. They've reached out to us, understanding we have a lack of representation and a dilution of vote. Now, where does Judge Kavanaugh tie in?
Hmm.
We've all talked about Alex Kaczynski and how Judge Kaczynski was the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit. And he was the last Chief Justice that was appointed that was a conservative and appointed by President Reagan at the time.
Right. Yep.
He retired in 2014. Well, interestingly enough, and if you were listening to the proceedings, as far as what was going on with this witch hunt, if you want to call it that, I call it that, as far as what they were doing to Kavanaugh, meaning on the Democrat side of the aisle, when you look at that, you heard Judge Kaczynski's name come up a lot. Now, Judge Kaczynski was whom Kavanaugh clerked under. I'll say that again. Judge Kaczynski was whom Kavanaugh clerked under. Do they know each other? Quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say quite well? Did I say quite well?
Yep.
They know each other quite well. So Judge Kavanaugh was tutored by Judge Kaczynski. And Judge Kaczynski, as most of you know, is on our legal team. Judge Kaczynski has written a lot of our motions. He has written a lot of the documentation for the proceedings that we've had so far. And he helped write the writ of mandamus, the petition for the writ of mandamus.
Yep.
How does that tie in? Of late, we've now heard from the State of Liberty. That's Washington.
Washington State, Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington.
Yep.
And we got some good information from one of our folks that moved up there, I believe, from Stanislaus County.
Yep.
And Marie Robertson, Little Bear, who we absolutely adore, who's been a patriot forever, all 4'8" of her. She's been amazing. And she's been conversing with this young man back and forth, and he's been working with the group of, get this, assemblymen, we would call,
yes,
in our state. In the state of Washington, the assembly of the state is called their House of Representatives. So their state House of Representatives. They actually have representatives who are not only supporting this state split and creating the new state of liberty, but they're in the process of looking at it and doing it. They're in step two. Let's talk about the state of Lincoln. We've gotten some interesting emails, phone calls. I've talked to several people there in the state of Illinois.
Yep.
The state of Lincoln is now looking at doing what we're doing, and that is separating from the state of Illinois. Also, we look at Oregon, who now has 6 different counties. Now, whether they become Northern Jefferson or whatever they become, whatever the case may be, again, these states, these folks in these states are all looking at the same issue we have, and all boils down to what? Boils down to representation.
Representation, yep.
Now, when you look at this and you see sort of the events coming forward, there's probably a lot of reasons why Judge Kavanaugh, not just because the Democrats don't want him in there, but there could be a lot of reasons, and I would submit to you that we and the other 4 movements I'm talking about would also be involved in this. And here's kind of the way I see the dots being connected on this deal. When you look at this, anything that's created is created from the bottom up if it's going to be strong. We didn't throw the tea into the English Channel. We threw it under Boston Harbor, which was thousands of miles away from England, and it wasn't right outside the Parliament. There's a lot of good movements, like Convention of States, but when you work from the top down, how does that work? Let's think about this a minute. Didn't the states create the federal government? So shouldn't the states be the ones to be the creators and to make the changes? And how do we make the changes? We go back to being states, being sovereign states like we were before. Because as Jefferson said, a state is what? A country.
Mm-hmm.
He likened it to a country. The state of Virginia is likened to the state of Spain, the state of England, and the state of France.
Right.
So as we look at all of this and you start tying these things together, could there be a little bit of angst on the other side? And, oh, let's not forget Puerto Rico. Okay?
Yes.
Puerto Rico, if they come in, the Republicans are going to be looking for a state that would be a red state.
A balance, yeah.
So when you look at that balance and you look at the other states that are doing the movement similar to what we're doing and coming to us, how'd you guys do this? How'd you get this far?
Grassroots.
Grassroots. Not from the top down, from the bottom up.
Bottom up, yeah.
Okay? There's a couple of things we've got to change in the federal government. Yes, but those things are changed by the states.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has anybody read the Constitution? So I'd like to hear.
Makes you wonder sometimes.
It does. I'd like to hear you. I'd like to hear some feedback on that. The other thing I want to bring up very quickly is that we were at an event called We Back the Blue yesterday, which was supports the police and the fire and all that good stuff. It was a great event. We were there in a Jefferson booth. We had gear and all that good stuff, and we had other gear too. We had gear that was. We have licensed gear for the United States military, for the Army, Navy, Marine Corps. You know, we have Second Amendment gear. We had all this stuff there. And some people said, well, how come it's just not Jefferson? Well, here's the deal. The deal is, don't we want to reach out to masses of people? I mean, we have 21,000 veterans just in Shasta County alone. And they have been absolutely at the stellar forefront for Jefferson. They have been there. They've been allies. Heck, at one point, they gave us the Veterans Hall in Anderson.
It's inclusion.
Inclusion. It's not disclusion. It's inclusion.
Right.
We don't need to be so anal that we go in our little hole. And then the other thing that's frustrating is, oh, my goodness, we have these elections. Why are we talking about the politicians? We need to talk about the politicians. We're still in the state of California.
Yes, we are. We're sovereign citizens of this state.
At this point. And who buys you more time? Cox? Or Twosome, huh? Who buys you more time? All right, you know, we have Bailey running, great guy. We have Mark running for Secretary of State.
Oh yeah, great guy.
Okay, so if they get in, and the thing that we have to realize is we need what? Representation. Bottom line, it's just like we're going to be discussing the propositions. We're not running from these things. We're not running from what's happening in California. We're not running from who's running for governor. We're not saying, oh, Jefferson isn't at the forefront. Of course it is. Representation is. But we need to be able to pull these people in. We have to be more inclusive and not anal or uninclusive.
Right. Got to think about it.
So, with that, again, we need to be reaching out to everyone. Hopefully these court hearings that are happening there with Judge Kavanaugh, God bless him.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, just what an ordeal his family's been through.
And look at what we've got. We've got Feinstein doing what she's doing. And then what's our other choice if we don't vote for Feinstein? De Leon. How does that work in California? Oh, that's right. They manipulate the system so we don't have both parties or 3, 4, 5 parties represented in California to be able to vote her out. So do you keep her or do you vote her out?
Yeah. Time has truly come,
for
my
51,
friend.
Jefferson, every day of the week.
605-4567, 605-4567. What say you?
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of 1. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And we're back.
We are.
And we have a caller on the line. Miss Sharon, how are you doing this
Sharon,
morning?
Sharon, darling, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you, guys. I just had to call in because you talked about Feinstein and De Leon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the first thing that people are going to do is say, well, I'm not going to vote for either one of them. And so they'll leave it blank, which is a big mistake. Think about this. De Leon is relatively young. Feinstein is quite old. Do I make my point?
Yes,
so
I agree
Feinstein's
with you.
Feinstein's got my vote.
Mine too.
And not
I,
only
no,
that,
you're right.
But she's got this Chinese driver.
Yep.
And she, who knows where that's going to lead. So whatever you do, please vote for Feinstein.
Sharon, you're absolutely spot on.
Love your logic.
Spot on. You know, it was interesting during the hearings when Feinstein made the comment that the staff hadn't leaked it, and she had to be reminded right there by her staff that she had asked them that question if they had leaked it before. You know, her staff just reminded her. So I hear what you're saying. You know, I think that if her particular stress level and age level, I think you're a million, billion percent right.
There you go. Yep.
Thank you. That's what I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you, Sharon.
Short and sweet.
Always good to talk to Sharon.
Yeah, she's great. Anyway, Sharon's from El Dorado County, a real
patriot.
Great patriot. And a lady who, you know, she stands up there. There's, you know, between Pat and Terry G and Sharon, I mean, the triplets are amazing people.
Stay out of their
way.
They
are, yeah, they're amazing. I mean, they just get the work done. And,
yep.
And that's what we need. I mean, let's get the work done. And that's been the whole issue here. I mean, people have got, if you're sitting around, I mean, if I hear one more comment that we don't need to be involved in these elections and we don't need to, you know, have different people running for office on our radio programs, I am going to lose it because, of course, we do. Of course we do. Because we need to go ahead and extend the process
that's
as
part
we
of being
want to win.
That's part of being a responsible sovereign citizen of your state, of your county, of your city, of your village. That's part of doing of the due process,
yeah.
Being responsible and being active. That's why we are where we are now, is that we haven't been, and we've been caught up in all this garbage. We're, you know, we have what we have now. So by doing this, we should be okay. We have another caller on the line. We have Carrie. Carrie from El Dorado. Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, it's Terry.
Oh,
she wrote Carrie. It's okay.
I agree totally, and that's what I'm recommending as far as Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. De Leon has term limits as a state senator. If he gets into U.S. Senate, there are no term limits, and we could have him till the end of time. Also, if Feinstein doesn't make it through her term, if she's elected, I'm not for sure, but I think that the governor, which hopefully will be a Republican called John Cox, might be able to appoint somebody in her place. So we would stand the chance of at least having a Republican replace Feinstein, should she not be able to fulfill her full term. So I'm on board, as pissed off as I am, excuse my expression, at her. I want everybody to vote for her because I don't want De Leon in the Senate and in higher positions for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I think you're 100%
agreed.
Right. Yeah,
agreed.
I mean, you know, you kind of stole our thunder. That's where we were going to go. And and Sharon, by the way, this is the second triplet, Terry. Haven't heard from Pat yet. You out there, Pat? I know you are.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, as you both know, I'm managing the Republican headquarters here in El Dorado County. And I'm elated to have the number of people come in who are aware of Jefferson. One lady came in yesterday asking me if I had information about Jefferson. I'm fortunate with our central committee here that I'm allowed to do that and to talk about Jefferson. Our chairman is very supportive and, in fact, was at one of our assemblies we had. At the same time, I'm sickened by the amount of people, and some I've known for a while, who are now have their homes in escrow or planning to sell because they feel they can't take it anymore. And we can't let this happen, because that's what the Democrats and the, those in the swamp in Sacramento want. They want to chase us out of here. And we've got to stand and fight. And this is what this election is about, our best chance ever to send our message. And defeating the gas tax will be a big one. But we have to be out there talking about this. We have to be showing signs, handing out information. Get on the phones. I'm going to start vigorous phone banking and precinct walks. It's our responsibility. You know, I think about Kavanaugh and how many people came into my office and how angry they were as to how he was treated. And here's a man saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stand and fight. And that's what we have to do. So I hope that what's happened to Kavanaugh puts a fire in everybody's belly, and to get off your you-know-what and get out there and fight for liberty and for righteousness.
You're right. I couldn't agree with you more, and I love what you're saying, Terry. I could agree with you more. You know, that's the thing. I mean, this idea of we've got to fight this battle on all fronts. The Second Amendment. Did I say the Second Amendment? Oh, yeah. How about the Second Amendment? How important is that? Why do you think it's the Second Amendment? Because it protects the rest of them. Anyway, my dear, we've got to go here. We've got somebody else on the line. Great talking with you.
Can I have one more?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
The reason we need to be supporting the candidates, we are Bailey, Cox, and whatever, is because we need those people in place for when it comes time when we have to go before the state to split off, we're going to meet as many people on our side as we can get. So that should motivate people in itself.
Oh, yeah. And Amen. You're a 1,000,000% right. And I know with Mark, we've had Mark up here twice already, probably going to get him again, talk to him on the phone. Guy's a great patriot.
Yeah, he's going to be on K-High today, and I believe also in Sovereign Minds, Mark Muser.
Yes,
Mark
Muser will be on Sovereign Minds today, from what I understand. Yes, and that'll be at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Terry. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we've got somebody else on the line just in the
nick of time.
Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't have a lot to add today, but I did want to ask Terry and Sharon. You know, I see El Dorado County is having a gun drawing for a tactical gun, and they're selling 100 tickets at $20 each or 200 tickets. And I've called three times, and I haven't been able to get a call back to buy some tickets. I wanted to buy 5 tickets.
Uh-huh.
When you have a fundraiser and somebody wants to buy a ticket to it, it's frustrating to not get a reply. My number is 530-221-2433. I'm sitting at the phone right here, and if I'm not handy, I've got a mechanical secretary that answers. So, that being said, you know, you said that in Washington, how many counties do they have wanting to split off? Is it 6?
No, that's Oregon.
That's Oregon. Washington wants to divide right down the middle.
Eastern half of Washington.
In western half.
And their legislature's behind them.
Yes, in Washington.
In Washington, yes.
And the difference is, and I don't know this for a fact, but it seems to me probably the difference is each one of those counties on the eastern has a representative.
Well, yeah, but
up here, each county doesn't have a representative.
Well, let me clarify what's going on in Washington. They have some representatives in their House of Representatives, which is equivalent to our assembly. They have people who want to introduce the bill to do this. They have support. That's probably a better word.
Yeah.
They have support from certain people. I agree. I think that they probably do have better representation, but nobody has as bad a representation as we do, my good friend, as you know.
That was my point. We don't have support because we don't have representation.
Amen.
You know, and
we're working on it.
All right, Nick. Well, thank you, buddy.
Hey, have a great day. Give me a call. I want to buy some tickets.
Yes, maybe Sally can give you a call and give you that number.
All right.
I've got the number here. In fact, I talked to Steve Klinger last weekend, and he took my information, and then I called and left two messages during the week.
Okay, girls. I know that there are at least three people from El Dorado. Listen to this. Get on Klinger. Get on Klinger.
Have a great day.
Okay,
thank you,
buddy. Anyway, we were talking about the Second Amendment, and we're going to bring on the man who can tell us and really lay it out for us here, and that's Kemosabe.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I didn't have access to a computer, so I don't know what topic you were on this morning. So fill me in real quick.
Well, we were on a lot of different things. We were on everything from what's happening in our court case, waiting for a decision, whether or not the writ of mandamus will be issued. We were talking about Kavanaugh, Kaczynski, that relationship. We were talking about the State of Liberty, the State of Lincoln, Oregon is doing. But what we'd like to talk about, and I think maybe what you want to talk about, is the position on the Second Amendment. And, the Second protects the rest. And very quickly, we did an event yesterday called We Back the Blue. And in doing this event, even the police chief was supportive of what we're doing in Jefferson. I mean, he's had it with the crime. So that was a good thing. But, Mark, before we go on to that, hold your thoughts, because Sally probably has a
number.
Yeah. Go, Sal. What you got, hon? Sally?
Hello.
Hey, Sal.
Yes, hi. I was just calling in response to Nick's call, because we also have a gun raffle going on here right in Shasta County. And it's the tickets are $5 each or five for $20, and it's for a Glock handgun, and you get to choose your caliber. So if Nick is interested in helping with the CFR lawsuit, all the money that's generated from the raffle tickets go to the lawsuit, and you can get the tickets from me or at the Monday night meeting. Or there are some tickets at Jones Fort.
All right. Very good. Wynn did announce that at the very beginning. But, yeah, that's great, hon. That'll work. That's great.
Also, there is a Republican headquarters here if people are interested in volunteering for phone calling and precinct walking. It's on Hartnell Avenue, 244 Hartnell. It's in the shopping center where Reruns used to be. And just south of the Rayleigh Shopping Center.
Okay, is there a phone number?
It's from Wednesday to Friday, 2 to 7 p.m., or on Saturday from noon to 7 p.m. So if you can help at all, they're looking for volunteers. And they have signs there if you want to put a sign in your yard.
Do they have a phone number, Sally?
A phone number.
I do not have a phone number in front of me.
Can you give us the address again, hon?
244 Hartnell.
All right.
That's right. Near the old Rayleigh Shopping Center, yes.
Just south of it, yep.
South of that.
Great.
In the shopping center that's south of the Rayleigh Shopping Center.
And most of you ladies know where Reruns was.
Yeah. Yes, my favorite store that is no more.
All right, my dear.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Mark. Hey, buddy.
Okay, so let's talk about court just for a second. Let's talk about the lawlessness of California. The lawlessness of the state, the lawlessness of the state legislature and the governor. First of all, we know the governor is a federal felon under United States Code Title 8, Section 1324, because he's harbored and shielded illegal aliens. We know Gavin Newsom is a federal felon under Title 8, Section 1324, because he advocates open borders, so he's conspiring to shield illegal aliens, which is a federal felony. Let's talk about the California unions. Under the Janus case decided by the Supreme Court, unions cannot contribute money from employee contributions to political causes without the express consent of the employee. But the employees' unions in California ignore that case. So they're still doing exactly what they were doing before, hoping that no one will sue them. Let's talk about the lawlessness of the California's legislature. Kevin Leon, did I say Leon? I meant De Leon, because that's what he changed his name to, so he'd sound more Hispanic. Kevin Leon tells the California Senate, pass any gun law you want, don't worry about the Constitution. Well, that's a violation of Article 20, his oath of office, and a violation of Article 3, which says the United States is the highest law of the land. California is an inseparable part of the United States, and the United States Constitution is the highest law on the land. So he's in violation of those two articles, first of all. And then second of all, California passes unconstitutional gun laws, which are overturned by the courts, and then California ignores the courts. So let's look at Young versus Hawaii, where Judge O'Scanlan said the core right of the Second Amendment is the open and public carry of a loaded weapon so that one can defend oneself against any attacker. You can't defend yourself if you're not allowed to carry a weapon. And that's a Ninth Circuit published decision. Now, Chambers versus United States says that even though it has not been published as a mandate, it is binding on every circuit judge in the circuit, and that includes all trial judges. But California will ignore that law, and you are banned from exercise of the Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form unless you are one of the fortunate few that can get a government permission slip to hide your gun under your shirt everywhere you go. And don't let it show, or you're a felon. So that's California's ignorance of that law. And then you look at Sitano versus Massachusetts, and that Supreme Court case says the government may not bar a person from defense of self with a weapon. And then you look at Heller versus D.C., and that case, the United States Supreme Court, once again, says the core right of the Second Amendment is the open carry of a loaded weapon. And then you look at McDonald's versus Chicago, and that Supreme Court case says that the Second Amendment extends to the states via the Equal Protection Act or Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment. So California is nothing more than a criminal state run by liars and criminals, and the people of California allow it. And let me tell you, you think it's bad now, wait till Gavin Newsom gets in office. He can't tell the truth to his wife and his best friend. He's certainly not going to tell the truth to you. He's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, one of the guys I work for pointed out to me. I didn't even know that. And he wants Nancy Pelosi to be back in power. So there's a real good reason not to vote for the guy. And then you go on further, and Gavin Newsom has publicly supported open borders. He doesn't care who comes here or where they come from or how many. And he advocates free health care for everyone that breaks the law to come here. Free health care. Well, what if 40 million of them decide to come here? What if 40 million people, and I don't care where they're from, what if 40 million people sneak across the border, they get in a boat from Ireland, and they sneak across the border into the United States, into California, they get free health care by virtue of the fact that they committed a federal felony by entering the United States illegally. Gavin Newsom's going to reward all of these criminals with free health care. I mean, you know, folks, wake up and start volunteering, because if Gavin Newsom wins the governor's election, you won't recognize the place where you were born. You won't recognize the state you grew up in. You think taxes are high here now? Katie, bar the door. You think you lack a Second Amendment now? Well, you can forget about it if Gavin Newsom's elected, because he's already publicly stated that he's with Dianne Feinstein. And Dianne Feinstein says if she could, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn it in.
No.
And Gavin Newsom believes in Australian-style gun control. And, you know, I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. So what do we do? Because we allowed this. All of the stuff that's happening here is our own fault, because we never said no and we didn't pay attention. And let's talk about illegal activity on the part of executive agencies, which is why we're suing the state of California. Up in my neck of the woods, which, by the way, will affect 53,000 water right holders in the state of California, the California Department of Fish and Game, or they call themselves Fish and Wildlife now. We call them CalPile. Anyway, they're telling diverters in Siskiyou County that we will have to get a 1600 permit just to turn on the water. Now, my water right goes back to 1859. It's pre-constitutional. I will not get that permit. I will fight to protect my property. How many of you guys are willing to do that? How many people out there have some line in the sand that if the government crosses that, you will resist? How many of you? What is it? I mean, when they come and take my water, it's the same as them coming into your house and taking your groceries, because water turns into grass, cows eat the grass, and that's money. Without the water, there's no grass, the cows don't get fat, and they're taking my money. And now they're saying that I need a government permission slip to water my grass with water that's belonged to my property since April the 11th of 1859. So I'm done. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I will fight, and this is my official notice to the state of California. If you come to take my life, my liberty, or my property, or my ability to defend myself, I will fight. And you can assign whatever meaning to that you wish. How many people out there are willing to do that?
I'm in.
It better be a lot, because if it isn't a lot, we're going to lose. We're suing the state of California over lack of representation and dilution of vote, because There is no planet in any normal universe where a representative can honestly claim to adequately represent 1 million people. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care how you want him to vote, and he doesn't have to, because your vote doesn't affect his behavior. That's why we're suing the state of California. Hopefully our writ of mandamus will have been heard positively, and we'll get a ruling out of them tomorrow. We don't know. There's no way of knowing, but that's the fight we're in for now. But, you know, folks, man up. Start getting the backbone, because this fight is just beginning, and the nasty part of it hasn't even started yet.
Mark, I want you to hold on with us. We've got Sharon Durst on the other line, so we're going to put Sharon on.
Good morning, Sharon.
Sharon, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What's up, Sharon?
I talked to Steve Klinger. He's out of town, which is part of the problem, but the major problem is the printing of the tickets has been delayed because the printer had a heart attack.
Okay, you're talking
but
about the tickets.
Name is known to us, and we've told him that we have 5 tickets reserved for him.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we just want him to know that he has not been forgotten.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you for doing the homework to find out what was going on behind the scenes. We appreciate it.
I can't let the triplets down.
Well done, my friend. Well done. Bye, Sharon. Thank you. See, that's what it takes. We're networked. We've got all these people doing stuff within Jefferson, and this is what's happening. You know, 23 counties work together like that. Little things like that, which turn out to be big things. So that's what we're doing here, folks. And you know, we have connections, and whether we're on the radio or we just pick up the phone or we go onto our website, doesn't matter. Any of those things can happen. So Nick's issue was resolved, and Sharon got it taken care of. They got a little bit of history on what's going on. They now know better what's going on, and they're going to get it taken care of. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, and when you look at all this stuff that stemmed, even from the Kavanaugh hearings, where did it start? Who was it? Camille Harris? Booker? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Feinstein? Okay, come on, you guys. California. Did I say California?
Yeah.
California. Okay, and here's the deal. Who knows President Trump out there? Who has access to President Trump out there? This program is podcasted and archived worldwide.
Yep.
Hey, President Trump, we love you. I guess I can only speak for me and probably Wynn here and Mark. But the people of Jefferson voted for you. The people of Jefferson respect you. The people of Jefferson believe that you're a great president and a great leader. Lead us. Get us out of this state. Get us out of this state. We need the state of Jefferson. It's a mess. It's done. We need to do it now. President Trump, this is a plea. If anybody's listening from Doug LaMalfa's office, get word. If anybody's listening from McClintock's office, get the word. It's time. President Trump, we need you to hear our plight. President Trump, we need you to lead us. President Trump, we need the state of Jefferson. With that, I'm going to go to Billy Bob.
Good morning, Billy Bob. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Billy Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to let Mark know that I'm going to fight with him, so he just has to let me know where to go and how many bullets to take with me. So
you're going to fight alongside him? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm right with him, and I don't blame his frustration and what a great patriot he is. So, again, let him know he's got a recruit.
All right. That's good
right.
to know. I'm
Bye.
I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Thank you.
You know, Billy Bob.
Hey, guys, I got to go in a minute, but I just want to close with this. How do you like living in a state where you can get a plastic milk jug, but you can't have a plastic straw, where heroin addicts have a safe place where they can shoot up their dope, but you can't buy your kids a soda at McDonald's? And I could go on. How do you like that? If you don't like it, you know what to do. Go to SOJ51.org, and the time has come for 51.
Amen,
it
brother.
Has, my
Amen.
Take care,
okay,
Kiyosabi.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye. So he's rushing off to work because that's what he has to do. So
yeah.
That's where he's going.
You know, and that's the thing. Again, President Trump, we need you. We need to plea. And Sovereign Minds, if you guys are listening now, you need to make a plea for President Trump to listen to us. California is toast.
Yep.
California is a communist country at this point. California has criminals that absolutely run this state. California is an oligarchy. President Trump, we implore you, If you have access out there, and I know many of you in the 23 counties and across the United States, you may have access to the president. And just, President, hear our plight. Give us 5 minutes. Give Mark Baird 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give Mark Baird 5 minutes with a staffer who can report to you accurately.
Yeah.
You know, record us. Do whatever you want. We need liberty. We are losing our liberty. We are losing our freedom. We are virtually losing our lives. Okay, we have Ron on the line. Ron, shoot away, buddy.
Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. When we had that meeting at, I guess it was a Veterans Hall or in, Anderson, was Sam Peretta there? Was he with the gun owners of California?
Yes.
Okay, Sam Peretta is in charge of gun owners of California, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because I talked to Sally the other day, and I got Mark's phone number. And the gun owner, and plus NRA, always wants a donation, so I donate to them. So I'm going to send a letter to them, and I'm going to send the letter straight to Sam Peretta. I'm not going to send it to gun owners. So.
Well, okay. Sam's a friend of Jefferson. He actually lives in Jefferson.
Yes, but Mark was talking about nobody will help him with an attorney.
We already went through that, Ron, with Sam. We asked Sam, but Sam, they aren't going to help us. They are not going to help us.
Well, okay.
They are not going to go to court. They're not going to file an injunction. They're not going to stop the state of California if they want to overturn this or take this position of open carry to a different level and say no. They're not going to help us. The NRA is not going to help us. We've already went to them. Mark spent a lot of time on the telephone with an attorney from the NRA. We all know Sam. We love Sam, but Sam's hands are tied. The attorneys won't do anything. They just will not help us. Okay. President Trump needs to help us. Mm-hmm. President Trump, we need your help. President Trump, we need Kavanaugh. President Trump, we're there in your corner. Support us. Help us to help you help all of us. Help us to help you help all of us, President Trump. With that, we're going to go to Bob from Reading.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Hey, Saturday I happened to be at Republican headquarters there on Hartnell, and Mr. Doug LaMalfa was extremely surprised to see me there, because as you guys know, him and I have quite a feud at times about things going on. And I talked to him directly for quite a while, and I told him I was very glad to see him show up with our hat and a picture and everything about Jefferson. And I told him that, you know, the best thing he could do for Jefferson, if he wants our vote, is to go out publicly and say, look, I am backing Jefferson, and I will go to Congress to do something about getting Jefferson.
What did he say, Bob?
He told me this. He said, I will do my best.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that he'll try to do his best, I guess. I don't know what it means, because I wasn't there, and I didn't hear him speak. So I'm hearing so I don't know.
Because in a way, he sort of said he was for Jefferson before, but he left us behind years ago. And so I'm just hoping and praying. Brenda was there. Brenda said thank you to me, you know, and glad that he is starting to look our way. He thinks it's the best thing so far of everything that's gone on in California right now. That much I could tell you.
Okay, that's good to hear, buddy. Thank you so much, Pappy, for calling in.
Well, and to piggyback on what you were talking about earlier, just a moment ago before the calls.
Sure.
With the, you know, the mass exodus of sovereign citizens of this state, you know, we were talking earlier, we know people that, you know, pastors that are leaving because they can't,
yes,
they can't take it anymore.
Yes.
Okay, so when the pastor leaves the flock to go someplace else, what does that tell you? It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So how do we implore, you know, the support of those people to stay and to hang out with the rest of us and to keep on doing what we're doing to be part of the fight? I mean, if they're leaving the state because they can no longer, number one, afford to live here, and things that are going on here against, go against their moral foundation, I mean, what do we do?
Well, the thing is, like you said, you know, leaving the flock. I mean, there's no, I mean, when you stop and think about it, I mean, there's just, it's really something where, you know, we need to be flocking together. Don't
yeah,
we?
Absolutely.
And in all seriousness, we need to be standing together.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Does anybody out there, I mean, I hear all these different things. Well, I know this guy. I know that. Does anybody out there know a clerk of a clerk of a clerk of a clerk that gets coffee for the clerk, that gets coffee for the staff member for President Trump? Does anybody know that person? You know, really
six,
and truly.
Six degrees of separation. We don't even have that.
Well, here's the deal, though. The deal is you've got to know he knows.
Yeah.
Okay, the deal is that when Congressman LaMalfa did talk to us at the fair, Congressman LaMalfa talked to us a couple weeks later at a dinner. When we all talk about these types of things, there are things I think that these guys want to do.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump, where are you? President Trump, we need you. We need you. We need you to lead us. Help us to help you.
Help all of
help
us.
Help us.
Yeah.
That's what we need. You know, Mark Baird, please, somebody. I mean, I hear, well, you know, gosh, I know this one. I know that one. I know this one. Hey, you know, all you guys that are involved, Mark Meckler, Mark, you know, hey, how about you, you know somebody on Fox? Levin. Does Levin even really give a rip? I mean, does he? I mean, I'm wondering, because the thing is that really and truly it's about representation, period.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I mean, we can sit there and we can say, oh, we've got to fix the top down. No, no, no. It never gets fixed that way.
It doesn't.
It doesn't get fixed that way. It gets fixed from the bottom up. The states created the federal government.
That's right.
The states created the federal government. The states, the countries, the United Countries.
Yes.
The United Countries. That's what we are. The Congress has things they can do only because we let them do it.
We allow them to do it.
And what they have is in that Constitution. And when you follow the Constitution, you read the Constitution, you understand the Constitution, you understand that we are the creators. We are the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whoever's calling in right now, we got to get them on real quick. We got like 1 minute. So whoever's calling on in,
and
let's get them on.
I misspoke when I said we don't even have that 6 degree of separation. We have less than that, because if we have Kaczynski on board and we have Kavanaugh,
yes,
guess what? We have the direct line there to Trump.
You think?
So there's only two steps there.
Yeah.
So you look at it that way. You know, we have the connections to people that are in the positions that can do good, that can do the right thing. Is it a timing issue? Absolutely. Is it past time? Absolutely. So now we just have to wait for the decision or the opinion rendered tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get something out of it, and we'll find out what's going to go on with Supreme Court.
Yes. Now, we know that tomorrow we should be hearing about the petition for the writ of mandamus. We know that's supposed to happen tomorrow. You know, as far as what was listed on the SCOTUS report, we should hear tomorrow.
Right.
We will be discussing that. We will be discussing a lot of these things tomorrow night at 2570 Bonnie View Road at the church that shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a church there.
Yep, the only church
there. It's got a sign there.
It says church.
It does. And if you turn into the church there,
uh-huh,
you will see us. Starting at 5:30,
yep,
and at 6 o'clock, we'll be going to town.
Yep.
Do you have a line in the sand? Do you even have one?
Or is it in sand anymore? Should it be in concrete?
Should be in concrete. Time has come, my friend.
For 51.
Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
can end. It's very clear. Anything.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.